8:45. Your info to go. This is Bill Wills talking tech and trends and gaming, video gaming. Hey, our buddy Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad, with us on the line for the next few. Good morning, Agent Meister. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Bill. Considering that video games these days generate nearly as much revenue as blockbuster movies, it's easy to see why there's so much buzz going on about what the big three names, Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft, are planning for the next year.
I know you were out in L.A. recently at this conference. What are some of the trends? What are things you're seeing?
Well, the biggest things that was that the big announcements that you actually saw at E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo. From Nintendo, you had the announcement for the Wii U, which is a console that they're going to be releasing sometime in 2012. It was basically a little bit more HD version of the Wii. It'll be backwards compatible. One of the big things that a lot of people are buzzing about is the fact that it has essentially a wireless controller that has a screen on it. It almost looks like a little tablet. So that's something that people are definitely looking forward to in the next year. For Sony, they announced their Sony Vita, which is kind of their competitor to Nintendo's 3DS. So this is a portable gaming system that, when it comes out, will have either Wi-Fi or 3G connectivity. So it is a little bit more, not just a competitor to 3DS, but kind of Sony's version of competing with things like the iPhones and iPads and all the tablets out there. Microsoft, on the other hand, they pretty much really haven't announced any new hardware. They're kind of relying on producing some more hardcore games for their Kinect motion control system. And it's kind of easy to see why. They sold over 10 million of those Kinects last year. So pretty much they're kind of going in for more of the same with their existing game system, but just kind of getting more hardcore games going for them.
It sounds like, too, the trend, it's amazing. We've gone from thinking of video games of, okay, I got to hook up something to the TV for my kids, to in the palm of your hand now with your smartphone.
Yeah, in fact, Sony, one of the things that they released was the Sony Ericsson Xperia Play, which is a mobile phone based on Android. Essentially, they're trying to take that Sony PlayStation video game console system and kind of release it as a platform on top of a smartphone. You're seeing a lot of people purchasing things like your Android smartphones and your iPhones and iPads and your Android tablets, and a lot more people are actually using those for their gaming experience. So it will be interesting to see how the big three kind of react to, you know, these small mom and pop developers getting their 99-cent game onto your smartphone.
Hey, you finally you say the big three. No one really owns this anymore, then, right?
No, it is one of those markets where you do have the big makers out there, but with things like those smartphones and those tablets, anybody, you know, you're a 14-year-old with a little bit of programming knowledge can create a game and actually put it onto one of those online stores for those smartphones and tablets. So it is kind of an interesting world where you have developers spending hundreds of millions of dollars for a game like Grand Theft Auto, versus, you know, somebody working on something in their spare time and making the next Angry Birds.
Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad, with a few trends in video gaming. Good stuff. Thanks much.
Thank you.